Welcome to The Scene, and I'm your host, Andrea Kruska. Today, if you've been around with The Scene for a little bit, you might recognize the voice. I'm talking to Cookeville painter Emily Newman, who is also the former host of this show. Emily, welcome to the show.
Hi, Andrea. Good to see you.
Good to see you, as always. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do and how you got started?
So I paint landscapes. I paint florals. I paint recently some people. I paint blossoming trees and I don't know. I guess that's kind of, oh, and I do a lot of animals and birds. I always draw a blank when people are like, what do you paint? I don't know why I draw a blank. It's because I do it all the time. But anyway, and I got my start when I was really young. So I think I was maybe like 3 or 4, and I just remember always being an artist. I don't really remember doing much else. I got into music for a little while. That kind of, it just didn't feel like me. So I always stuck with the art. But back when I grew up, I don't think that, I think people could make a living as an artist, but I just don't think that our generation of parents like realize that. At least mine didn't. So I was never pushed to be an artist. I always had a love for art, but I was never like pushed in that direction. I was pushed more in like a safe zone. Like, so I ended up going to college to be a teacher, and I ended up dropping out and feeling pretty badly about myself because I couldn't conform, kind of thing. And I always did art in the background, but not at the level that I'm doing it now. Like, and when I say that, I mean, like, it wasn't consuming my time the way that it is now. I just kind of piddled here and there. And then I met my husband. We had 3 children. My oldest is 18 now. My youngest is almost 12.
Wow.
Yeah. No, 11. Sorry. He's
still,
not, but
still,
he's getting up there.
As long as I've known you at this point, that's crazy to me.
So. Yeah. So I was busy for a while, and but I didn't have time to paint. Let's put it that way. But I always managed to get it in. I sold a couple paintings here and there to, like, I worked in restaurants for a while, just like clients, just people that I knew, just to kind of keep me afloat. And then my husband in 2016, he lost his job, and I didn't know what to do. And like, I didn't really have any skills, and I didn't know what to do. So I had a couple of paintings, and I set up here in Cookeville at the farmer's market, the green market. And I set up a tent. And it's really funny because I look back now and I'm like, oh my gosh, like if I look at my tent then and now, it's like, it's amazing how much has changed. But anyway, so I set up a tent and it was amazing the response that I got. Like, I feel emotional talking about it because I just feel like there was like this divine power like looking out for me. So I got this amazing response and people were coming up and they were buying my art. And I was like, wow, oh my God, I can support my family. Like, this is crazy. And my husband didn't have to go back to work. And at the time he was traveling and he wasn't happy. He made good money, but he was not happy. We weren't happy. So anyway, this market, I kind of had my honeymoon phase, kind of everybody kind of bought what they needed. And then it kind of slowed down. So we got this idea to go out to the Franklin Farmers Market in Franklin. And I went out there and I think my first weekend I sold like 3 paintings. I was like, geez, like it was just crazy. So I've been there since 2016. And now it's like, it's just insane. Like, I've been able to build an art business off of a farmer's market. So that's where I'm at right now. And it's been very successful. And my husband never had to go back to work. He helps me with the kids and with business. It's pretty amazing.
I always love seeing your pictures every weekend after you've been at the farmer's market. And it's just like people who are so excited about the work they've bought from you. And like they're holding up, especially when it's like little kids and they're holding up like just a little picture that I can just imagine them saving their pennies for.
Yes. It's amazing. And I'm like, I can't believe it. And it's only my start because I want so much more. So this is the base. And I've built myself up so much and I've grown so much as a person, because when you run your own business and your survival depends upon whether or not people want to buy your art or not, that is a really scary place. Like, I've had to overcome so much fear. I've had to like walk into the darkest places that I never knew existed because I had to face these fears, and I've always been taken care of. It's been really beautiful.
That's amazing. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Cookeville painter Emily Newman.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
You're back on the scene, and I'm here talking to Cookeville painter Emily Newman. Emily, when you're getting started with a new project, a new body of work, I know you've branched out into some newer things lately. How do you get your inspiration, or where are you drawing the motivation for these pieces?
So lately, it's been this like really intense connection to Mother Earth that I don't know why, but lately I've just, it's like I'm in this new relationship with her, and that's, it's really amazing. And I like to spend a lot of time in solitude out, you know, I'll find a hike that there's, you know, nobody on the trail. And that's usually the trails that I look for. And I'll go out there and I'll be alone and I'll sit and I'll listen to her and I'll watch her and I'll feel her. And then I will choose a subject matter that gives me feeling, I guess. Like irises, for instance, like there's just something about them. When I look at them, I just feel feelings like I do for like a lover. It's just weird. And I feel that way about Mother Nature. So she's my biggest inspiration. So like I said, I'll get away and I might do several hikes in a week and like hurt really bad because I'm old. like my body just hurts constantly. But I can't, like I said, it's like that relationship. It hurts so good, you know? So I don't know. She keeps me coming back, but she's my biggest inspiration. I guess that's why I paint her so much.
I was going to say, it's like really clear and reflected in your work, which for those listening, I do have several Emily Newman paintings, both originals, prints, and cards at home. So.
Thank you, Andrea.
You know I love them.
Yeah, I mean, I just always appreciate the support. I remember like one of my first art pals I did, you showed up. And I never forgot you, and I didn't even like know you. But
oh yeah, you were when Meal Fit was still open.
You were one of those people that I really appreciate, that some people come and they look at your art and they just kind of glance and they walk away. You looked at the art. You sat there and you like you had your hand over your mouth and you're just like, oh, you know, like I could tell you were really into it. And so I remembered you because you're a rare breed. Not everybody does that. Sometimes they just glance and they walk by.
Does that mean I'm crazy
or no, just it means that it speaks to you.
Yeah.
Because my art's not going to speak to everybody. Your photography's not going to speak to everybody. It's just how it is. But your people find you.
Exactly. And that's always like such a rewarding moment.
Yeah.
Like when someone comes up to you at one of these shows or a market or something and is just like either like just staring at something you've done,
mm-hmm.
or just like, I have to have that.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't even question. They don't ask like, how much is this or anything? Just like, I have to have that.
It's like a good song. Like when you hear a song on the radio and you're just like, oh, this is such a good song. And you like look over the person that isn't this good. And they're like, I guess. Like, it's just, you're feeling things about that song that not other people can. And so like with the musician, how I find a musician and they make me feel things. That's how it is with art, you know?
For you, obviously everyone's going to get something different, but what's like your greatest joy when someone gets something out of one of your paintings? Like, what do you want them to take away? But also like, what is your favorite experience when someone says something about something you've done?
That's a good one. I wish I would have like thought of this question before. My greatest joy, I think, is when someone buys my art as a gift for another person. That to me is just like, whoa, because there's nothing better than a hand-selected gift. And then when you chose my creation, like, that's a risk too when you buy a gift. Is this person going to like it? Are they going to appreciate it? So I don't know, something about when somebody buys my art as a gift, that really speaks to me. And then I had a lady, she had a battle with cancer, and she was actually at Art Prowl this year. And she bought my most beautiful, bright, colored painting. Like, it was gorgeous. It was these like pink flowers, and it was just so happy. I think I titled it like Happiness or something. I don't know. Anyway, she bought that painting, and she said she had been searching for a painting a little over a year, because last year she spent quite a long time in her living room on her couch battling this disease. And she looked up on her mantle, and she wanted to have something that like brought peace and joy into the room, like something new, like a restart, because she would, I think she had gotten through it. So that was very special.
That's amazing.
Right.
Such a great story.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Emily Newman. You're back on the scene, and I'm here talking to Cookeville artist Emily Newman. Emily, I know you recently had a show that you did some kind of different paintings outside your normal. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So this was my Chantreuse series, and it started with, and this series was not inspired by nature. This series was inspired by my love for jazz music, my love for like the 1950s era, like the fashion, my love for interesting looking women, not so much that they're like beautiful, but that they're very interesting. And when I was younger, I used to spend most of my time, I drew women, and I drew them like I would design their clothes. So I don't know, maybe I'm like this like closet fashion designer, I don't even know. But I do remember that that was like most of my drawing. And I would like create these like characters, and then, you know, I would do like multiple drawings and I have them on the table, and they would all like talk back and forth.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'd been feeling like I wanted to revisit that for a while. But I was terrified to do a portrait, like petrified, because I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. And so I did what I normally do. I usually work with a very limited palette. I just use blue, yellow, red, and white. And I mixed all my own skin tones. And I found some pictures of some women from that era, like the 1950s era. Some were, I found them, some were famous, but then I sort of made them my own, because I didn't want to paint somebody that was famous.
Right.
But I used them as inspiration. So I basically was just revisiting something that I had been carrying with me for a while but was too scared to do, kind of thing. And they're all really edgy. They look like they belong in like a bar. And when I was younger, I really liked a good dark bar. I don't know, when I was like in my 20s, I just something about it. And
speakeasy feel, especially if you're going 50s.
It, yeah,
isn't that far off from 20s, so it and, makes sense.
Yeah, and like the cigarette in the hand and all the glamour, and I don't know, just I'm always been attracted to that. And then I really like Toulouse Lautrec. He's an artist that recreates like bar scenes out of France, and a lot of his paintings were of prostitutes, and I always was drawn to the paintings of the prostitutes because they seem like the most raw and real to me. Like, these, they weren't all glammed up, but anyway, I didn't do prostitutes, because maybe next time, but
how much is Cookeville ready for?
Yeah, exactly. How much am I ready for? So anyway, so that's what went on with the series. And it was really enjoyable. You know, I got to explore another creative side of me, and this isn't realism. And I had to keep telling myself over and over again, I'm like, you're not painting realism. Because I would be like, oh, it's this person, your face doesn't look like that, or nose is crooked or something. And I'm just like, but that's cool. You know? So I had like this inner dialogue going, and I don't know, it was fun. Now I'm cool with that. Like, I look at the women and I'm just like, wow, like, I don't know, they're fantastic. So hope they find good homes.
I'm sure they will. Yeah. They are beautiful. I was so impressed. It's just fun seeing someone go outside of their comfort zone, which is, it's just such a rewarding thing.
Yeah.
You've been in the Cookeville area for a while now. Mm-hmm. How has the community here, both art and just the community in general, kind of influenced you or helped you along on your journey?
I think just my first Art Prowl and the response that I got at the Green Market was, I mean, Cookeville is actually responsible for giving me my boost. You know, like, it just, I don't know. It was the boost that I needed, and I happened to be here. And now I see Cookeville in a different light. I really appreciate the nature that I maybe once didn't have time to enjoy. Now I'm really prioritizing that. And so no, the nature is not part of the community. But I would say, like, Art Prowl. Yeah, it's there. The Art Prowl, the first Friday, especially doing the radio show and meeting so many awesome artists and just hearing their stories has been inspirational. So
I always love hearing the stories because it's how we all relate to each other, and we're all so different, but we all, like, everyone has something that, like, you can connect with, which I think is really beautiful.
Always.
How can people find you, find your work?
You can find me on Instagram at Emily Newman Fine Art, Facebook, Emily Newman Fine Art, and you can also visit my website, EmilyNewmanFineArt.com.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Andrea.